Welcome to today's deep dive. We're exploring the concept of essentialism, but before we get to the tactics, I have to share this crazy historical fact from our sources.
Oh, the priority definition.
Yes. So in the 1400s, the word priority meant one thing, literally just one thing.
Right, the prior thing.
Exactly. It took like 500 years for us to invent the plural word priorities. So your mission today is to figure out why doing less is actually the ultimate productivity hack.
It's a fascinating linguistic shift, really. I mean, we basically broke the dictionary to fit our modern work culture.
We really did. We treat modern work like a buffet, right? Just stacking our plates with all these priorities until the plate literally snaps.
Exactly. And that cognitive load is just unsustainable, which is why essentialism is about the disciplined pursuit of less but better. You have to remove the problem at the source.
Okay, so how do we systematically filter out all that noise? Because, it's easy to say do less, but everything feels urgent.
Well, first you need what they call an essential intent.
Okay, what is that?
It's not some vague corporate mission statement. It is one meaningful, measurable thing that makes everything else unnecessary.
So it has to be concrete.
Right. It has to definitively answer the question, how will we know when we are done?
Okay, let's unpack this. Because instead of saying make the project successful, an essential intent would be more like get 1,000 beta users to complete onboarding by Friday.
Spot on.
Yeah.
And once you have that crystal clear filter, you apply the 90% rule to everything.
The 90% rule.
Yeah, you score every opportunity from 0 to 100. If it is not a 90 or above, if it's not a clear hell yes, it's an automatic no.
Wait, I have to push back on the 90% rule here.
Go for it.
In a vacuum, sure, it makes complete sense. But if you're listening to this and panicking at the thought of ignoring 80% of your inbox, I mean, you are not alone.
Oh, absolutely. It's terrifying.
Right, because in an office, those 7 out of 10s aren't just distractions. They are, requests from a boss or a team member who really needs help.
Yeah, you feel like you have to do them.
Exactly. If I say no to everything that isn't a 90, I might get fired before I even get productive.
That is the exact friction everyone feels. But if we look at the bigger picture, that gray zone of sevens and eights, that is exactly where chronic overcommitment lives.
Okay, fair point.
When you say yes to a seven just to be a team player, your schedule just becomes this sprawling mess of half-hearted commitments. The 90% rule is really about energy preservation.
So it forces the issue.
Yes, by setting a strict threshold, you stop diluting your effort. It
Yeah.
forces you to negotiate with your manager about what the actual priority is, rather than just absorbing impossible workloads.
That makes a lot of sense. It shifts the burden.
Yeah.
But even when you filter down to those rare 90% tasks, you still have to build a fortress around your time to execute them.
Right. And there are a few tactics for that. First, protect your peak hours.
Which are usually in the morning, right?
For most people, yeah, you get a 2 to 3 hour window of peak cognitive performance. Guard those hours for deep work instead of reactive Slack messages.
I love that. Using your morning peak hours to answer routine emails is, well, it's like using a Formula One car to fetch the mail.
That is a perfect analogy.
It's just a tragic waste of horsepower.
It really is. So the second tactic is using the power of the pause.
Oh, I need this one. How does it work?
When someone asks for something, simply say, "Let me check my calendar and get back to you."
That's simple.
That simple. It breaks the social pressure of the moment. It shifts your brain out of that emotional people-pleasing response, and it gives you a 24-hour buffer to make a logical choice.
It's the ultimate defense mechanism against the knee-jerk yes.
Exactly. And the final tactic is to edit ruthlessly. If you are handed a 14-item meeting agenda, cut it down to three.
And to help you with that editing phase, here's a question straight from the source. If you weren't already doing a certain commitment, would you choose to start it today?
Such a powerful question.
Yeah, if the answer's no, cut it.
Because ultimately, essentialism is a philosophy, not just a quick hack. Try applying just one of these tactics consistently for 30 days. You will start to see the compounding effect of doing less, but better.
So I want to leave you with a provocative thought to chew on. If our default work culture requires constant reactive communication, are modern offices fundamentally designed to punish essentialism?
Wow, yeah.
Think about it. How would your company have to completely restructure itself to actually survive everyone adopting the 90% rule? It really makes you wonder.